This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Those are just examples. Somewhere in there, there's a minimum of one. But probably for all of you out there, I probably recited multiple examples of where you need insurance. Well, Purdy Insurance can take care of all that. They'll do everything they can to save you money. And they will do everything they can to make sure you're fully insured. And they're just great people. Great pros who are great people. Can't say enough about the people at Purdy Insurance. They care. And it's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, Wednesday, August 7th. Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Get your team together now. We'll be out there with our team. I don't know what team I'm on, but I would go where they ask.
Are we getting picked out of a hat?
Usually the Sunbury broadcast, SBC group, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation group, usually is together, but I'm the wild card.
I was going to say they... The threesome that gets stuck with me. I hope they're friendly.
Well, it might be you, the suit. Who knows?
Ooh.
The suit spends a third of the time on the golf course on his phone. Now, these are mostly fake calls, so it looks like he's busy, but he's on the phone.
My only reply was to suck up, so I stayed silent.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Smart move on your part, I suppose. You know who we have to get on? We got to get Phil Steele back on the show. Time to start thinking Phil Steele here. It's waiting to get him back on the show.
I did check with him last week. He put me in touch with his PR people. I have not heard back with him, actually.
Well, we'll get him. I'm always fortunate. I have great conversations with Phil. Guy is so smart. Really smart.
It's my favorite day of the summer when I see it in the grocery store.
Oh, no. I mean, it's... One thing about Phil and what he does, he's constantly updating it. I mean, this is something where he gets this as close to... a living, breathing, day-by-day deal. But then when he finally puts out the magazine, it's as up-to-date as it can get. Transfers, freshmen, so forth. Because he's updating it all the time. All the time. So... Did you happen to see, by the way, the end of the Travelers yesterday?
Actually, no. I was at work, but I saw the pictures.
I was watching it. I actually had been out playing golf. So I was out playing golf. I'm done. Right, I mean, literally when I got in the car, it started, like, as soon as I got in the car, it started to rain. And then we had a downpour here. I'm driving back, and I'm listening. I was listening to a little bit of the Red Sox Reds, and Rev Snyder hit a home run. So I'm like, okay, I switched over to golf. And I didn't realize that they had started the tournament earlier because of the possibility of storms. So when I picked it up as I was driving back from the golf course, Kim and Scheffler were on 17. I thought, oh, wow. They were separated by a shot. So I get home, said, you know, flip this on, watch play 18. Scheffler's got a one-shot lead. Right? Okay. So I'm watching this, you know. Scheffler bangs it down the center of the fairways, 153 out. Puts a shot that just barely cleared the bunker and kind of scooted onto the fringe. And then from 111 out, Kim puts one where he missed putting it in on the fly by about 2-3 inches, and then it drew back, and he's like 5-6 feet back. Yeah, I thought, well, this is dramatic. If Scheffler misses and Kim makes, it's going to be a one-hole playoff going back to 18. And then all heck broke loose as protesters got on the green with smoke bombs and white and red powder. And I mean, credit where credit's due, Jim Nantz, calm as could be about it, is describing the scene. Okay, great. And the crowd is not happy because when you're sitting there and they have to keep turning off the audio, that lets you know that the crowd is chanting things that they don't want on the air because not all the words are arable. How about that?
Because they get fined.
Right?
So,
okay. The now, I'm trying to think. I guess the group has finally named itself or whatever it is. Okay. Where the heck is this thing? Ding, 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 ding. Six protesters storm 18th green. And not only that, they had an overhead shot so you can see them, like, running out. You're like, oh, for goodness sakes. So some of the protesters were wearing white T-shirts that said, no golf on a dead planet. Okay. And they came from literally six different directions. They waved smoke bombs and left white and red residue on the playing surface. They thanked the Cromwell Police Department because, I mean, the UConn football's been up and down. That's some of the best tackling in that state in a long time. It's Extinction Rebellion is the name of the group. It's an activist group with a history of disrupting events around the world, claiming responsibility for the protest. In a statement that was emailed to the Associated Press, the group blamed climate change for Saturday's electrical storm that injured two people at a home near the golf course at TPC River Highlands. This was, of course, due to increasingly unpredictable and extreme weather conditions, the statement read. Golf, more than any other event, is heavily reliant on good weather. Golf fans should therefore understand better than most the need for strong, immediate climate action. I grew up in Connecticut. I remember in August of 1979, thunder and lightning storm rolled through, and a rarity, we had tornadoes. That's 45 years ago. Am I missing something here? So I don't know what good you are doing to win and sway the hearts and minds of people when you are throwing paint or something at the Mona Lisa, gluing yourself to the floor of an NBA playoff game, or this. Who are you swaying when you do that? You didn't sway that crowd.
I was going to say the crowd surrounding the 18th green at a PGA Tour event is probably not the crowd you're going to reach.
You're not going to reach the crowd in Minnesota with gluing yourself to the court.
But you still got a better shot.
But no, you stop the game. People are like, get out of here. I paid to watch the game. Get out of here. It's like, oh, man.
Has there been a weirder year than Scottie Scheffler's year?
Yeah, he's probably standing on the green saying, feel like I've seen it all. One second I'm winning the Masters, next second I'm having a baby, the next second I'm in a police car, the next second I'm released, the next second the charges get dropped, the next second I'm winning the Memorial. The next second, I'm out in Hartford, and I got people storming the green with red and white smoke bombs as I'm out ready to attempt a 26-foot putt to win the tournament. Other than that, I've had a fun 3 months.
It's a stretch you'll never forget, I'm sure.
I think it's a stretch anybody's going to forget.
No, that's true.
Jeez. Unreal. So that was, again, I glued myself to the floor. Which heart did you sway in the arena? Eh? Okay? You ran on the green with smoke bombs and spread white and red powder all over the green before a potential winning or tying shot. Which people did you sway? Or did you make people angry? I'm over here at the Common Sense Lodge, okay?
I'd be more scared of the greenskeeper than I would be of the cops in that situation.
The greenskeepers, to their credit, did a great job. Now, they moved the hole for the playoff. They moved it out of that area. They moved it down. But they did take care of the green. The greenskeepers did a great job of taking care of that. So almost, I'm just asking, who did you influence on that? Who did you say, you know what? I see their point. Like, get off that court. I glued myself to, get off that court. I came here to escape all this stuff. What's going on? And guess what? We get thunder and lightning in Connecticut all the time. Come on. Like I said, 1979. Thunder, lightning, and tornadoes. I don't know. Am I missing something? Maybe I am. I don't know.
I think even the most virulent climate change people would be hard-pressed to press to take a straight line to one thunderstorm.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to speak for them. I have no idea. But I'm just saying. But that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's what, I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, you have to be kidding me. Really? Right? So, another interesting day. Another interesting day. The Caitlin Clark's saga continues. She's the number two vote getter for the WNBA All-Star game behind Asia Wilson. Cameron Brink is not going to play in the 3-on-3 Olympic basketball tournament, so somebody brought up Caitlin Clark's name, didn't make it. Maybe she doesn't want to play. I have no idea. But
when Cameron Brink got hurt, apparently you had to play in several 3-on-3 tournaments throughout the year to accumulate points to be eligible for the Olympic team.
Okay.
So there's only a certain number of girls that can actually be picked to replace her.
Okay. But I just want to get into the marketing part of it, because I think this is a complete missed opportunity for the sport. I mean, I think it's a missed opportunity. I really do. Because there are certain people in the history of sports that have been able to reel in the casual fan and get them to be more of the diehard fan because a particular individual reeled in the casual fan. Every once in a while, it's a team that does that, but usually it's an individual. And we'll talk about that in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
You know, it's amazing what an individual can mean to a sport. But no matter what, when Patrick Mahomes plays, the ratings go higher. Yeah, the Chiefs are really good, but Mahomes is a big reason why. You know, you can talk Taylor Swift all you want with Travis Kelce. I got that. It helped this year, but Mahomes is just one of those electric players who elevates a rating. Steph Curry elevates a rating. LeBron James elevates a rating. Now, again, there will be people, LeBron's the greatest, look at the physical specimen he is, the things he does, and so forth. And then there's also another segment. This is like the Tom Brady argument. Right? We love Brady. I hate the Patriots. I hope they burn. I hope Brady has a bad game. But you know what they both have in common? They both watch. One because they love him, one because they don't. LeBron's kind of like in that category with some people. Right? Tiger Woods was like that. The ratings with Tiger Woods. Look, after Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, the game went along with Tom Watson, really good. Nick Faldo, really good. Greg Norman, really good. Seve Ballesteros, obviously really good. A lot of really good players in there. But then Tiger came in. And suddenly he elevated the game to a new level. If he was in the tournament went to a new level. If he was in the thick of the tournament, the ratings went to new levels. It doesn't happen now. He's 48 and he's struggling to make cuts right now. He just can't play all the time. Then there's Caitlin Clark. I have found everything surrounding her to be so interesting. Is she the best player in the WNBA? No. First of all, she's just a rookie, but no. But does she get him to watch? And yes. And that's why the Olympic thing, would she be the best player? No. Could they win a gold medal where they're on the team? Yeah. But I have found it so interesting that in a sport where they've had great players, Cheryl Swoops, advanced the WNBA by an inch or two, all right, Sue Bird by maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 inches, maybe Diana Taurasi a couple of inches, Breanna Stewart maybe an inch or two, you know, great players, Asia Wilson. This kid comes in and advances them by feet to yards. And they seem to resent her for it. No matter all your best efforts, these are all great. Diana Taurasi's a great player. Breanna Stewart's a great player. Asia Wilson's a great player. But they haven't been able to capture the imagination like Caitlin Clark. And you have a chance here in an Olympic setting on NBC to showcase that, and they didn't do it. You got to put stuff aside and say, what is best for the sport? And I don't think the odd part is those who put together the U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team can't do it. And they can't do it in part because the players won't let them do it. Look, the league has survived because of the players that are playing. Okay? The league survived because of those players. They're the foundation of what's happened. Well, golf had Hogan and Middlecoff, and eventually it was Arnold Palmer that raised it up. Nicklaus kept it going. Tiger Woods took it to unprecedented levels. Phil Mickelson said, we're all making exponentially more money because of this guy. Well, guess what? In the WNBA, because of her, you might too.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. 4th of July is coming up. Need to stock up for the big four-day weekend. Lots of fireworks going on. And a lot of parties. You need to be ready. That's Brewers Outlet. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and not every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Yeah, much cooler today. Love it. Much cooler today.
It's heavenly today compared to last week, man.
Oh, man. Hey, it was interesting. It was 65 this morning. Now, 65 is fine. But, man, it felt like it was 35. It's like, hey, all right. This is really good. Love it. No question. You know, I was talking earlier about, like, impact athletes and how they can have an impact on turning casual fans into fan fans. And I think that's something that is important. So we have the baseball All-Star game coming up. Every team gets an All-Star. I think for the good of the game, promotionally, Paul Skeen should make it. This is happening. This, you know, they now do the Major League Baseball draft right around the All-Star game. Well, one year ago, Paul Skeen was the first overall pick. And what makes it intriguing is that you can now, hey, look what can happen in a year, because he may not have been with the team the entire season, but he's been dominant. He had another great performance by him. I think they should put him in the game, because I think it would be good for the game that he's in it.
I agree with you, and I think it's got to be one of the Pirates pitchers. There's certainly, well, I guess maybe Brian Reynolds, but there's not a lot of offensive choices on the Pirates either.
No, offensive choices, there are not a lot of offensive choices for the Pirates. That's a major flaw of theirs. That's what's keeping them back, because Jones has been an outstanding pitcher for them to this point. I mean, outstanding. But Skeens has been special. And this is an opportunity to showcase one of your bright young stars. Right? I mean, this is a chance for you to, you know, one of your bright young stars to showcase them. That goes back to my point about Caitlin Clark being on the Olympic team. But you've got to be able to take advantage of these marketing opportunities that you have when you can showcase somebody who, by the way, is not performance-wise not worthy. No, we're talking about people who performance-wise are worthy of consideration. We're not talking about somebody who's at the bottom of the league, the middle of the league, whatever it happens to be. Skeens is worthy of consideration the same way she is for the Olympic team. And I think sometimes you've got to be able to sit down and go, hey, look, what's best for the game? And, you know, I think that that was
it kind of sounds like the overall U.S. Olympic team leaders are not exactly excited by her not being on the team either. I saw the guy that's running the LA Olympics said something about it yesterday.
Oh, by the way, did you see where they picked for the LA Olympics for basketball? The new Clippers Arena. They did not pick Crypto.com downtown at LA Live.
Did you see where they're playing the softball?
Yeah, Oklahoma City. But you know what? That makes sense. And you want to know why it makes sense? I know it's not anywhere near Los Angeles, but Oklahoma City is the hotbed of softball in this country. And they have the facilities to do it. Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
It moves the whole sport away from the rest of the Olympic Village, the rest of the experience.
That's true. But experience what?
Yeah, that's true. You get to be in L.A. for 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, I'll get back down that. I don't even know where the Olympic Village is going to be, to be honest with you. So, Yeah, but you're right. That's where they, that is where they're going to put it, Oklahoma City. Basketball's going to be, I think swimming's going to be in SoFi Stadium, Rams and Chargers home, just like they did with Lucas Oil Stadium. Now, the suit is all excited that we are talking Olympic Games. The Olympics are coming up in Paris. Do you see what the controversial move that the U.S. Olympic Committee made?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yes. They're going to give our athletes air conditioners.
Oh. The advantage.
Hey. There should be air conditioning in those things to begin with. But no, they want to make sure it's, I think, carbon neutral or something like that. Yeah.
I'd be a little worried about what the other countries are giving their athletes to compete more than air conditioners.
Yeah, there's a certain country in Asia that makes you look over and go, really? What are you doing?
Hey, they did take one country's identity away for it, too.
Yeah, it's true. They did. Yeah. Yeah. So, we will see... moving forward, but that's, you know, at least the suit's excited. We talked about the Olympics today, you know.
Hey, the pool in the football stadium was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that was neat, and I guess they're going to do that at SoFi in 2028. They're going to put it there. It'll be, you know, they're hoping for sellouts and that they think will make the swimming part exciting. Somebody told me the track. They're going to put one in it. I mean, they already took the track out at the Coliseum, but I was told they're going to put the track back in for it.
I was just going to bring that up. I was reading this morning that they're going to probably move the 28 Olympic trials to the Coliseum out of Oregon, just because apparently the most expensive thing they're going to spend is to put the all-weather track back in the Coliseum, so they don't only want to use it once. They want to at least use it twice.
Yeah, that's efficient. Sure.
Hey, we talked about this when they were expanding Beaver Stadium about how all the costs of the Olympic Games.
And oh, yeah.
Like a 9-lane track for two meets is a little ridiculous.
See, that's what I was talking with some people today about. I was asked about the expansion today. And I said, they want that thing used multiple times, like over and over and over again every year, which includes a lot of conferences and things like that that can take place inside the facility. And I said, you have to understand that. I said, Penn State needs a place like that on top of everything else. Here's why. They can't, if Penn State wants to use the Jordan Center, I'm talking about athletics. If athletics wants to use the Jordan Center, they can't rent out anything in there for somebody. They can't. It's the other way around. Athletics has to pay to rent the Jordan Center. So why have... They moved out a lot of coaches a long time ago to Rec Hall. They've moved others in marketing and so forth over to Pagula. Now they have the administration building. Why are they doing that? Because they don't want to pay the rent. They have to rent the office space in the Jordan Center. They have to rent games. You know, for games, it's like, I don't know, like $26,000 or some number like that just to put the court down to play a game. I mean, they have to rent practice space. They have a practice, they have to rent out the space. In Beaver Stadium, they won't have to do any of that. It would be their facility.
One, do they have to pay to have Thon in there? And two, would the facility be big enough to move Thon over to inside of Beaver Stadium?
No, you don't want to keep Thon inside there. It's February.
Well, no, I just mean the stuff that they're putting inside Beaver Stadium. I know you can't do Thon on the field.
No, but you couldn't do Thon in Beaver Stadium either.
Okay.
Yeah, you couldn't do it because these are all, you know, all, we're talking about the stuff they're doing on the west side. There'll be a lot of conference space and things like that they can put over there. Where now Athletics is the one renting it out. Athletics now has the ability to get money from it. If they were to do anything in the Jordan Center, for example, it's the other way around. They have no control over that, and it's actually the Jordan Center. And I can't remember. I always say it's Housing and Food Services. That's what it used to be. But they're the ones that run it, and they're the ones that get the revenue from it. Athletics does not. So there are a lot of things, there are a lot of reasons that come into play here with this, and that's just another one. That's just another one. Yeah. Beyond the, you know, the back maintenance and things like that, and all the improvements they want to make, just simple egress, in, out of the stadium, which is going to be exponentially improved, which you need to have. But that space stuff for, if you want to rent out for meetings, for events, things like that, now Athletics controls that. Now the money goes to them instead of another entity.
I mean, they want it filled now, at this time of year. I mean, that's when they're pointing for. They want it. Right. They want to rent it out now.
Well, let's take Pagula. Pagula has something going on in it about 355 to 360 days a year. Now, that's what you want. That includes hockey tournaments, kids hockey, Penn State hockey, women's hockey. They've had Frozen Fours in there. They've done other events in there. They've done job shares in there. There's much more going on in there than people realize. Well, these are all things they want to be doing at Beaver Stadium. And that way you're garnering money out of it on a more consistent case. Can you do it 355? I doubt it. But you could do it more than just eight. How about that? Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming the other big thing is, you know, getting stuff in there like the Brewfest was in there a couple months ago.
It was.
They had Topgolf in there, last year it was?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I mean, there's so many. I thought the Topgolf one was interesting. I mean, it's not something you'd really think of, but, you know, that was a kind of a different way to use
sure.
the stadium.
Oh, absolutely. And there are people who are going in there like, okay, I mean, they got to hit golf balls in there. All right. Well, whoever thought you could do that at Beaver Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to remember Fran Fischer outside the stadium. Fran and his sons. I was on Park Avenue one day driving down. I'm talking about this was on the north side. Okay. And they were in the north parking lot hitting golf balls back and forth. That was in the parking lot. That wasn't inside. But this Topgolf was inside. All right, here we go. You know, right? All right. Take a break. Come back with more in a moment. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Hi, this is Steve Jones. Join me on Wednesday, August 7th at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Get your four-person scramble team together to support the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. There are loads of prizes, including hole-in-one, closest to the flag, longest drive, and more. Call 570-556-4191 to get registered, and then join me and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Wednesday, August 7th at the 33rd Annual Truman H. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. Neil Kulong tomorrow, and Matt Catrillo tomorrow. Yeah.
It probably means nothing, but then did you see the new Madden commercial has Justin Fields returning kicks?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that new kickoff thing. That's going to...
Oh, great.
He's not the only one. I saw a couple of different teams are kind of like somebody's not using their kicker because they don't want him to tackle.
Right.
I think that's going to be kind of an odd thing to watch when it starts.
It's interesting on two fronts. Number one, it does change the kickoff dramatically. Number two, I thought the thought process was to throttle back on kickoffs because of the violence of the hits.
Well, they're lining up closer to each other, so it's not as much of a running start when they block.
Right, but still, the guy returning the ball, it's like a full speed hit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's to me, it's a change in philosophy about how they feel about kickoffs. They're trying to, like, the more touchbacks I always kind of felt with them, the better. Because of the violence.
It's not the first time they've said something about player safety and then done things that don't make sense for player safety.
Right, no, exactly. I mean, that's why I find it to be an interesting decision. We'll see how... I just want to see how it plays out. Maybe it works out perfectly. I don't know. But it just seems it's so dramatically different than the idea of, like, okay, you know, we're trying to keep the injury possibilities down. Okay. And maybe it turns out it's no big deal. And we may find that right away. No big deal. Okay. And it works out perfectly. Great. I just find that without seeing it in practical application, an interesting move. Suit's all happy we talked about the Olympics today.
Speaking of things that used to grip the country that don't as much anymore.
No kidding. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Now, I expect the excitement over the Olympics to grow? Because this is the first time in 8 years that fans have been allowed to go. 21, nobody could go. Beijing, nobody could go. So there is the first time since Rio de Janeiro.
I'm not sure this. I realized that they couldn't go in 2021, but I guess you couldn't have, could you?
No, in Tokyo, no. And I talked to people who went to Tokyo, and they said it was miserable. Not Tokyo's miserable. The experience of being locked down was miserable. But this is the first time in 8 years I've had fans.